Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The basis for the assurance of salvation is the fact that Jesus paid the price for every sin that would otherwise keep us from heaven. Today, why no one can bring a charge against God's elect, those who are justified by their faith. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue a series on the power of a clear conscience. Erwin Lutzer is talking about the great gift of justification by faith and what that gift means. Turn to Romans 8:33.
If God is for us, who can be against us? And that's a good question for you. If God is for us, who is bigger than God who could possibly be against us? He who spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not also with him graciously give us all things? Sorry, I have to skip that marvelous verse with all of its meaning. But now we're in verse 33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who is raised, who is at the right hand of God, interceding for us. So let's begin and answer the question. Who can bring a charge against God's elect? Well, your wife probably is able to bring a charge against you. Perhaps for some of you, the police is able to bring a charge against you. It could well be, indeed, that our conscience, and that was Luther's challenge, the conscience can indeed bring a charge against us as we're reminded of our sins and as we wallow in the guilt that you and I experience because of those sins. Certainly the conscience can condemn us and bring a charge against us. Certainly Satan can. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that he accuses the saints day and night, during the day, during the night, full-time job, and he accuses not just with words, he actually accuses with feelings. So we feel condemned, we feel inferior, and it could even lead to that terrible thing called self-hatred because of who we are. All of that is possible as we accept the charges that are leveled against us. Who is he that charges against us? Any number of different sources the charges come. But then it is God who justifies. It is God who has a different verdict. And what does God mean when he says that he justifies? Does it just mean that God forgives us? Oh, yes, God forgives us, but it's much more than that. You see, if God only forgave us, that would only take care of past sins. We're talking now about a work of God whereby God in heaven legally declares you to be as righteous as he himself is. Luther understood that nobody gets to heaven unless he's as perfect as God. This might be an appropriate time for wives to turn to their husbands and say, "Husband, you're in trouble." But nobody can get to heaven unless he's as perfect as God. And justification means that God declares us to be absolutely perfect. It is a legal term where God says, "In my sight, I pronounce you perfect, forgiven, and as we shall see in a moment, forever." Now, you know that old illustration that's been used many times, and I think I'd like to use it again. Let's suppose that you were speeding, and teenagers, listen up here. This may apply to you more than to some of us older ones. But let's suppose that you couldn't pay the fine. Let us also suppose that the judge was very kind-hearted, and you stood before him, and he said, "Give me $200, and you don't have any money." And what happens is the judge leaves the bench, takes off his robe, stands in ordinary clothes with the defendant, standing beside the teenager. The judge whips out his wallet, lays $200 there on the bench, goes back, puts on his robe, picks up the $200, and says to the young person, You're acquitted. Your debt has been paid, and it's paid in full. So far as the law is concerned, you're under no condemnation because I paid the debt for you. Justification by faith means that. It means that Jesus Christ is the one who pays our debt. Some people say, well, justification is just as if I'd never sinned. Yes, it's that, but it's much better than that. It's not only as if I'd never sinned, but if it is as if I had lived a life of perfect and complete obedience before God, because Jesus Christ's merit, his death and his life, becomes my death and my life, so to speak, and we are saved entirely on the basis of his gift to us, the gift of righteousness. Now, what I'd like to do in the next few moments is to unpack this idea of justification. Because if you ever grasp what I'm going to tell you today, it could be something that you think about and you accept virtually every day of your life. Very seldom does a day go by in my own life without affirming what I'm going to be explaining to you today. Of course, I don't take a lot of time to do it because I know where this goes, but what a release, what a deliverance from guilt and a troubled conscience. First of all, and I'm going to give this to you either in words or a short phrase, five of them. We're going to unpack it and see what it really means. The first word that I want to give you is free gift, the phrase free gift. Obviously, the righteousness of God, which is credited to us, has to be given to us by God as a free gift. We cannot earn it. We cannot add to it. Just like you can add a billion bananas and never get an orange, so human righteousness can never attain to the righteousness of God. If we're going to get the gift of righteousness, it has to be given to us by God, and our works can contribute absolutely nothing to it. Do you realize what I'm saying? That means that God does not find it harder to forgive and to accept a great sinner than a lesser one. Years ago, I told you this story, but I tell it again. This is a message, by the way, that everybody should listen to at least once or twice a year. But I tell it to you, somebody in prison wrote to me and said, he listens to our broadcast and says that he had sexually assaulted four women, destroyed their lives. So his question to me is, can I be forgiven? Well, of course, because of what he did, we'd like to say, no, just go to hell where you belong. But then we remember that that's also where we belong. So I wrote to him and I said, I want you to visualize two trails. One trail is very finely traveled. It is so neat. The trail has little flowers along the trail. This other one is just a mess. I mean, there are deep ruts. There are places where obviously the person turned around. It is ugly. But let's suppose that you have 18 inches of snow that comes. You can't tell this trail from that trail because both of them have been covered by the snow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And I told him, yes, the righteousness of Christ can cover your sin just like it covers mine. That is the good news of the gospel, because it is given freely to those who believe, as we shall see in a moment. It is a free gift. And all of Luther's attempts to please God and his attempts to do all that he was doing only ended up with a ledger that was not in his favor, and he knew that he was headed to judgment. But Jesus gives us the righteousness of God. A second word or phrase is complete. It is complete. Now, I'm going to explain something to you that could be a means of deliverance for many of you. That's how deeply I feel about this message. And that is this, that when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, your sins are legally forgiven, past, present, and future. It has to be that way. And that's exactly what the Bible teaches. How many of your sins were future when Jesus Christ died? Well, all of them. Because you and I certainly were not on the scene 2,000 years ago when Jesus died. So Jesus anticipating the sins that would be committed among those whom he would save, he took all those upon him in one offering. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, for by one offering he perfected forever those who are sanctified. But now I do want you to turn to another passage just so that you make sure that I'm biblical here and I'm not making this up. This is Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, and I'm going to begin sort of right here in verse 13. It says that God made us alive together with Christ, Colossians 2:13, having forgiven all of our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. My friend, today I hope that you listened to that passage of Scripture. This is Pastor Lutzer. Because that passage tells us that Jesus Christ won a victory that goes on from our lives all the way to eternity. He canceled the debt that was against us. And what a debt we had, because all of our sin indicates debt. We owe God. The ledger is filled with our sins. But here's Jesus who came and paid our debt and took away our sin. And the sins that were against us, he has canceled them. That's the good news of the gospel. Do you realize how often our emotions lie to us? Because there are some of you who are listening to this right now who say, that can't be because my conscience is troubling me. Well, that's why I've titled this series of messages, The Power of a Clear Conscience, because if you listen to them all, you'll find the pathway to hope and to healing, the pathway to forgiveness and the knowledge that we actually are forgiven, and if I might say, that we feel forgiven, because finally our theology will guide our emotions and we'll understand God's matchless grace. Thank you for listening. And I hope that you stay tuned, because in a moment you're going to be given information as to how these messages can be yours. And by the way, pray for us. Thank you for your support. And together, we are making a difference. God bless.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer with more of Forgiven Forever, the seventh in a 10-part series on the power of a clear conscience. Next time on Running to Win, more on the wonder of a gift called justification. This series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the power of a clear conscience. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.